I think we're recording now, so let's get started. Hey, thanks so much for being here. You know I'm Rosemary Levesque. Second Nature Healing is my business I've had for 20 years. Take a deep breath on that one. Because so much has changed over the years, and so much has not changed. And the work that I'm doing with people and with animals, I find I can't separate them. It's all integrative. What's going on with people is going on with animals. What's going on with the animals is often reflected in what's going on with people. And so I'll talk about both, and I'll give you time to ask questions. We will just begin then with, what's your number one concern? Do you have concerns about your pets? Tell me, what's going on? What are you concerned about? What do you want to know about? Before I start diving into it. Joyce.
Well, my biggest concern for my dog is his anxiety level. Mm-hmm. It just keeps going up and up. Like, he's always been kind of skittish.
What kind of dog is he?
Now he's a mix. So he's a American Staffordshire Terrier, kind pug, boxer, the one with the long red hair, Cocker Spaniel.
Oh, okay.
And Lhasa Apso.
Yeah, okay. I have it with both of these guys.
So anxiety is a main concern, and you have that too,
Patricia? Separation. Oh, yeah.
Separation, anxiety. Oh, yeah. Okay. Janice, anything that you're concerned about with your... You have cats?
Just one cat.
One cat?
Yeah. She was a rescue from the LA fires. She had really bad anxiety when I got her. And she's gotten better, but... anxiety and her, ability to express her love to me. Because she finally will let me pet her, but I have to pet her like this, with something furry. Mm. You have to pet her like that.
Interesting.
Animal communication would help you as well. And that's not necessarily the focus for me being here. It's just I happen to do that, and it's kind of fun to do that, and people get some answers. But a lot of the answers that I can give people come from knowing stuff rather than intuiting stuff. So, and yet, I have stories to share with you about how both work together. Mary.
Well, how we started this is my doggy passed away in February 2024, and I hadn't connected with Rosemary for a couple of years, and she wanted to share some products with me, so she came in and she goes, "Boy, Elle is just bouncing all over the place." And I said, "Well, she passed away a couple months ago." She goes, "Well, I know." I said, "Well, how'd you know?" "Because she told me. She's talking to me, you know." And then I thought, you know what? We only have our customer appreciation party once a year. And I thought 6 months, you know, would be May. And her birthday was going to be May 11th. And so I said, "How about if I put together a party and you show up and be like a guest there?" And because, you know, I knew that she did animal communication. So we had her, you know, those of you who know, you came. Last week we had her party, but I had it on Memorial Day weekend, so she was out of town. So that's why we followed up with having this class, because people were really, they really enjoyed her sessions that she was doing. And we probably won't be doing it next year. It just wasn't profitable. I mean, the idea of us doing these things is this. Except for me, I just keep doing them whether I'm profit or not. But, you know, I don't like to bring other people unless it's going to be, you know. So, but what she wants to do is let people know how to, what your animals are trying to tell you, okay? And that's why she's got products and services that she provides, and that's what our main purpose is of having you here today.
Thank you. Yeah, and I appreciate that, Mary. I really do, from the bottom of my heart. Mm. That we have this relationship and we can have a conversation. You know, when you say profit, non-profit, you know, to me, the biggest point in all of this is the transformation, that somebody gets the idea that, oh, you mean I could do this and this would make a difference? And, oh, I shouldn't be doing that because that is causing something. Light bulb, right? That's important to me. That's what I'm looking for, is that kind of transformation, and that it goes beyond you. that you're able to take what you learn and share it and keep going, so that there's more of that kind of feeling in the world of, oh, we could do something different. And that's why Mary's in business with natural healing. I mean, you look around her place and she's got PZO this and red light that, and you know, all of these things. And I'm all about vibration. So vibrational medicine is where it's at. Whether it is sound or light or thoughts or Reiki, massage, you know, everything is vibration. And most people leave that out. Well, our animals are so sensitive to vibration. When I hear anxiety or can't touch, those are vibrational causes also. And so what is the biggest thing we're trying to do is raise the vibration. We're trying to raise the vibration when there are other things that will lower the vibration. So what lowers an animal's vibration?
Fear.
Yeah, fear. Stress, right? Like being a survivor of the fire, right? Stress. That's one thing.
Abuse.
Again, the stress is a big category. Yeah. There's so many things that can cause stress. Moving would be stressful. A person in the house that really shouldn't be in the house, that doesn't belong there. A stressful person, right?
So. I was going blind. I think my dog's going blind.
Oh, we can talk about that.
And I think that's what's increasing his anxiety.
That could be. Mm-hmm. Could be. You just had a revelation about that, huh? Mm-hmm. So stress is one category. Mm-hmm. Toxicity is another category. Nobody talks about toxicity. But that's my number one that I talk about. When animals are over-vaccinated, when they're eating food that is over-processed and not alive, not live food, when they are subjected to treatments and chemicals on their skin or in their body, whether it's injected or pills, monthly pills or whatever, toxins, plus what they're walking through, plus the metal bowl that has their water, plus the, you know, air fresheners or pesticides they're walking through. I mean, toxicity in this world, you have to talk about. You have to be aware of all that. So stress, toxins, and the next one, poor nutrition. Because you can't build healthy cells when you don't have the right nutrients. And most of the people I talk to are buying, can I say it? Kibble crap. That's what I call it, kibble crap. And I was just telling Mary, I found somebody on Facebook talking about this, What Vets Don't Tell You. I wrote the book on that. I have a book. Let me see. It's called The Ultimate Natural Healing System Unleashed, 5 Secrets Vets Don't or Won't Tell You About Natural Healing. I got it. And what are they saying? What are some of the things that modern medicine, and it's really across the board with people and with animals, what are they doing that they're not telling you about for natural healing? Well, they are over-vaccinating. They are selling prescription foods that are basically kibble crap or canned crap. They are promoting monthly poisons and treatments that are basically neurotoxins, and you're supposed to have out of that a healthy animal? Wow. Something's wrong with that system, right? Something's wrong. And what's wrong is the awareness, how they've been trained, and I'm not trying to diss veterinary medicine. I know if you need subcutaneous fluids, if you need an x-ray, if you need to repair some damage surgically or what, you know, you need that. That's what you need for training. But really, nutrition, that should come from home cooking, right? Not processed stuff. You want real stuff. Oh, the other thing that guy on Facebook mentioned was most people don't know that kibble is made from rendered meat. euthanized animals.
Or roadkill.
Euthanized animals was in that list. If they were euthanized, do you think that the poison from the euthanizing is in the food, in the meat?
It is.
Yeah, and does the meat have any life in it anyway? If it's overcooked, and are you getting, is your animal able to get any nutrients from something that's technically protein, like duck's feet
or feathers
or chicken beaks? You know, are they getting any nutrients from that? It's technically protein, but it's not absorbable protein. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what are they doing when they say 24% protein on the label? Is it really protein? Are the animals really able to absorb it? So, same with people. Are you getting enough protein in your diet? Are you reading the label? Are you having overprocessed foods? And what you do for yourself and what you do for your animals are usually pretty consistent. If you're more consciously aware of how you should eat, I bet you're more consciously aware of how you should feed your pets. And kind of doesn't matter what it says on the label. It's going to say beautiful stuff on the label with lots of fancy ingredients. And is it really real? Is it something they can use? You know, if you had a bread processed meat cheese sandwich every day of your life, every meal of your life, are you going to have a healthy life? No, you're not. So I have an example of something that's really, really good. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
She can shake.
Yeah, I'm not going to make her do any stuff, but I'm going to give,
massaging my leg with that,
I'm going to give, you know, everybody gets something.
Right?
You're going to get something for your kitty.
Oh, my kitty would not eat this in a million years.
Little bits.
Really finicky.
Joyce, do you want one?
Sure.
Take it.
Try it.
So this is lamb lung.
My dog and cat love lung.
Lamb lung. Do you have any animals around? Okay, so lamb lung is a single ingredient food. It's just dehydrated lamb lung. It's full of air, basically no calories. And they love it. And it's crunchy. And yeah, it's nutritious. It's very high in protein. You can see they love it. They adore it. Mary was saying, oh, you can give this out. So, bacon biscuits, I said, oh, I can't get this out. I don't agree with this. So I looked at the label, Portland Pet Food Company, gluten-free, grain-free, and wheat-free. So it's free of all those things that are kind of bullet points. What they're using is garbanzo bean flour, eggs, bacon and water. So my thing on this was, well, bacon, you know, does it have the nitrites in it, or is it a nitrite free bacon? We don't know. And garbanzo bean flour, well, it's still a carbohydrate. It says crude protein minimum 24%. I thought, okay, well, that's pretty good. If I were to feed, I wouldn't feed this to my dog ever because of the bacon part. I just wouldn't. It's too much of a question for me, unless I called the company and said, well, what kind of bacon are you using? Is it nitrite free bacon? Is it uncured?
It depends on what they can get.
It might. The fat is minimum, it says minimum 16% fat. A little bit high on my radar. It's only 2% fiber. Boy, it'd be really nice to have more fiber. Fiber is where it's at. You got to have more fiber. It's dry, only 6% maximum. 3,950 kilocalories per kilogram, 17 kilocalories per biscuit. So maybe a treat once in a while. Okay. But you know, I would really rather do these things. Mud Bay has them in bulk. That's where
they
go. Cheap.
The price is not bad because they're so light.
Yeah.
There's no weight to them.
Right.
So they charge you by the pound.
Yeah. Right. It's pretty cheap. I don't remember. I mean, I could look in my wallet to see the receipt, but yeah, it's not much. And alternatively, we buy a huge, I don't know how many pounds it is, probably only 2 pounds, but it's a huge bag like this of beef lung. You can get it canine something something, and it's beef lung. You can get it probably on Chewy or Amazon. Again, very lightweight, big in flavor. I have bitten some of those big pieces in half, and they taste like a hamburger. So who doesn't love that? But basically no fat and all protein, just all protein. So why wouldn't you do that? I actually grind it up in a magic bullet to make, I call it fairy dust. And I sprinkle it on my dog's raw food.
Oh, okay.
So she gets a raw meal. It's raw meat, raw organ meat, ground bone, and vegetables, and that's her meal.
Do you still use your guy, the same butcher?
He sold his business, and he bought Nona Amelia's.
Oh.
He lost his lease, and it wasn't profitable for him to keep his lease, that butcher on TV Highway. Yeah. No, he's not there anymore. He bought Nona Amelia's. He used to supply meat to Nona Amelia's. Now he owns it. But we go to Willamette Valley Meat, which is in Portland.
Rosemary's Blend there that people can say, yeah, I want Rosemary's Blend?
No, he was the guy. No.
Yeah.
Now we go to Willamette Valley Meat in Portland. There is a 20-pound minimum, but they sell it in 2-pound chubs of, we get the beef. It's ground beef, ground beef bone, ground organ meat. And it's the right proportions, so I don't have to worry about it. It's all ground up. It's frozen into 2-pound chubs. It's about $8 a chub for 2 pounds.
And how long does that last you?
Well, Bridie gets 4 meals out of that. She gets, you know, my husband divides it up into 4 meals, which lasts her 4 days. She only gets one of those raw meals a day, and it's plenty of food. But I give her what I call the Bridie breakfast. I have scrambled hamburg and egg whites and vegetables.
Scrambled what?
Egg whites and hamburg.
With hamburg.
Hamburg, scrambled hamburg.
What is hamburg?
Hamburger, beef.
Oh, hamburger. You called it hamburg, so I thought maybe there's something else.
Hamburger.
There you go.
Hamburger.
Got it. Okay, sorry. I just thought maybe.
That's okay. Germany. Yeah, I brought Germany in and I scrambled. No, hamburger meat scrambled up with egg whites. We buy it in a carton because Bridie is a little sensitive to high fat content from a full egg. The egg yolk is too much fat for her. So we buy a carton of egg whites, and that's all that's in there is just egg whites.
And what kind of hamburger is it? Lean?
4%, very lean. Trader Joe's has 4% hamburg, very lean. And so I scramble up a 1/2 pound of that, keep it in the refrigerator, just take a little 1/4 cup scoop with the egg white, throw in some vegetables. I use Honest Kitchen. Honest Kitchen, it's what they call their base mix. It's all dehydrated vegetables. So it's got everything in there. There's flax, there's spinach, there's all the green stuff. And cool, it's
okay,
just
so you don't
very,
use
very
fresh
good.
Vegetables.
I used to use fresh vegetables, put it in my food processor, and I did that, and it was a lot of work. And I couldn't possibly make the mix that Honest Kitchen has in it because they've got everything and it's all dehydrated, so it's still got the nutrient value. It smells great. My dog would lick the inside of the bag if I let her. She loves it. And you just rehydrate it. So I put a scoop into a deli container, add water so it's all mixed up, ready to go, and I add the mix. I add the rehydrated mix to the raw food, throw it in with her supplements, and she's good to go.
How old is your dog now?
She's going to be 6 in September.
And what kind of dog? Is that, that's right. That's your old dog, right?
That's my previous dog. I'll tell you some stories.
Bridie
now is a Border Collie Australian Shepherd mix.
And what's her name?
Bridie.
And what one was?
This is Ginger.
Ginger, that's right.
Yeah, Ginger was my greatest teacher. So I had to learn the hard way. You know how most people are. We learn the hard way, right? And she became insulin-dependent diabetic when she was 6 years old. Because, and I firmly believe this, we followed all the vet instructions for vaccination. She was over-vaccinated. That's their moneymaker right there. I can say it and record it and tell you. It's absolutely a moneymaker. And I'll tell you how I know. We did all the things they told us to do for flea treatments. She was on the heartworm thing, and then the flea treatment thing with the drops that say don't on the package, don't get this on your skin. You're putting it on your dog's skin? Mm-hmm. Gee whiz, right? So we did all those things, and I bought the best kibble I could find. Expensive. Every bit of it was wrong. Every bit of it. And so she suffered with ear infections. She suffered with lots of extra shedding. She didn't smell good. It was not a good situation. And so, of course, she became diabetic. Of course. So that's when I had to learn how to do raw food. That's when I had to learn that there was something else that we needed to do. And I had a belief that we could even reverse diabetes. I didn't know how, but I had a belief. This is where I finally began to believe that, oh, we can heal. We can actually heal. Because years ago, I didn't know. I was a biology teacher, and I didn't know that we could heal from horrible things. When I was in my 20s and my mother was going through cancer, I was living overseas in South Korea. I went home to take care of her. She was going through the usual stuff, you know, chemo, radiation, surgery, all of it. And finally she said to me, and I'll never forget, she was sitting across the room from me. She said, I have a question. Can the liver heal? Because by then it was in her liver too. And I said, I don't know. I couldn't answer it. I mean, I was a baby. I was in my 20s, 28 years old at the time. I couldn't answer that, even with all my science background. Mm. She said, well, I don't want any more chemo. And that's when she started getting better. That's when her health improved, when she had no more chemo. But I didn't have the answer back then that I had for Ginger. And so when we discovered a detox solution in 2006, we thought, well, Ginger should have this. I mean, if anybody needs it in our family, you know, we weren't trying to fix anything, but we thought, well, it's a good idea. Let's take out some of this poison, whatever is in her. We'll just start giving it to Ginger. Oh, did Ginger get her drops today? No, okay, well, I'll give her some. That's how haphazard we were. And 6 months into that story, her spleen blew up. She had a blood cancer called hemangiosarcoma. We got her into the emergency vet down at Dove Lewis. And they took out her spleen. They saved her life that day.
What made her spleen blow up? From the toxins leaving?
Blood cancer. It was a cancer. Okay. Yeah, and it attacks. I mean, holy moly. Hemangiosarcoma is so common. I mean, I had to look it up because I couldn't say it. Hemangio, blood, cancer, sarcoma. It's so common. I counted 13 dogs that I knew about over the span of about 5 years, 4 years maybe, that I knew about who died, keeled over and died from hemangiosarcoma on my street alone. On my street.
On your street.
On my street alone, my neighbor there. I was keeping, yes.
Wow. Did you live by something that was causing?
Who's not using Roundup?
Yeah.
Tell me, who is not using Roundup?
I don't.
Yeah, thank you. I see a lot of people on our street have yard care and they're spraying the stuff And what are they doing to their dog on top of it? They're feeding kibble crap, over-vaccinating, and using flea treatments and yeah. So it's the combination of what they're eating and what they are putting on their skin.
Oh, wow.
And so with that, when her spleen ruptured and she almost died that day, the vets told us, well, based on what we know, she has 16 to 60 days. My husband put it on the calendar. But what we did was we started giving her these detox drops every hour. I gave them two bottles at Dove Lewis because she was in intensive care for a couple days trying to balance her blood sugar. I instructed them. Every time you walk by her, every time you check on her, that was every 15 minutes, they would give her 10 drops.
They did it.
Well, why wouldn't they? There was nothing to lose.
They won't do it in the hospital for a person, though.
No.
They won't let
no.
you do anything.
So we got to keep our dog.
Wow.
And not only that, we got to keep her for 18 months until she was 14 years old. When she was, you know, it was evident she was getting ready to leave at 14. You know, we could let her do it. Our vet said, can I take a look? And so he x-rayed her. He said, Rosemary, not only is there no cancer, there's no arthritis in her spine. And by the way, I had reversed her diabetes, her insulin dependent.
Wow.
So do you think that was a good idea to give her those drops?
Wow.
To help reverse everything for her in that situation. We were really aggressive. And even though she had been on a raw diet for a long time, we didn't have her detoxifying the poison that got her into trouble in the first place.
Wow.
So she was really my greatest teacher. It's because of her I learned Reiki, I learned energy healing, and it just kept going. And then I started sharing her story. And the reason is just to offer some hope for people. Just to offer hope. That was what I wanted to do. But it became a website. It became a way to share. It became a business. And, oh, gee, now my intuitive skills, because she also taught me how to connect to her. And so that's why I do animal communication, because I am clear. I am a clear channel, and you can't really do that if you're not a clear channel. So that's one story that got me going in this direction. But recently, a couple weeks ago, my friend Star has a Maine Coon cat she adopted. He's about 9 months. He's been in her family 9 months from an awful situation. Never let outside. Autistic kid in the house, fearful, you know, yeah, bad situation. Anyway, she went to pick him up 9 months ago. Now he's loving, he's got a beautiful coat, he's eating real food, and all of a sudden he was curled up in a ball. And she panicked. She said, what is wrong with my cat? And she told me, after we were assessing the problem, I said, so Star, tell me, what was going on? Why did you panic? She said, well, I panicked. I couldn't call you at 2 a.m. I said, you're right. And my phone's off anyway. But she said, something was wrong with my cat. He was dying. And I said, well, why didn't you give him Cell Defender? And I didn't think of it. I panicked. Her panic cost $5,500.
Oh.
Yeah, at the emergency vet. And they didn't want to let him go home. After 2 nights. Oh, we're worried he's not eating well enough. We're worried about this.
Meanwhile, you're mortgaging the bank.
And so she said, well, I told him I'm going to go pick him up. And meanwhile, I'm on the phone with Star. She's telling me this. And I said, well, I feel like it's a bite. Was he outside? Was it a tick or something? And she said, no, he's not outside, no tick. I said, it's a spider. And it affected his brainstem, and it's spider poison. I told her it was a spider
because
bite.
You felt that.
I knew it was a spider bite. So she told the vet, it's a spider bite. Oh no, we don't see any evidence of that. No. It was a spider bite. Cell Defender got him out of trouble. She brought him home. Now she's giving him Cell Defender every 30 minutes. Every 30 minutes to pull the poison out, right? And he's starting to eat. Well, now he's eating. Now he's jumping up on the Reiki table. Now he's purring. Now he's belly up and you can rub him. It was a spider bite. And how did I know? How did Star affirm that? She said, you know, I didn't see any evidence of it. And I said, that's because he was bitten 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. After 2 days, it was beginning to show in his system. It wasn't fast acting like that. It was 2 days. So you didn't see the inflammation. You didn't see the bite. I mean, his hair is this long. But Star said, oh, you know, remember I told you about 6 months ago I had a spider bite on my foot. I said, uh-huh, see, you do have spiders. And he got one. He got a bite. Hmm. You know, maybe he bit it. Maybe he bit the spider. And
peppermint's good to squish spiders.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about what you can do instead. Because I heard people say, oh, fleas. You know, what do you do with fleas, right? Well, fleas will attack an animal that is compromised in its immune system. What compromises the immune system? Stress, toxins, poor nutrition. Those are the three. And so if you can change those, if you can de-stress, and if you can remove toxins, if you can give good food, you can support the immune system. And I highly, highly, highly recommend our mushroom supplement. Mushrooms help the immune system. They help the blood. They help the liver. They help the brain. They help with anxiety. Mushrooms are very well known. These good medicinal mushrooms, not the, you know, I'm not talking psilocybin. I'm talking, you know, reishi, shiitake, maitake, you know, all of those, the cordyceps, every one of those. We have a blend of seven mushrooms. It reduces anxiety in people. Do you think it would work with animals? Yes. People who are depressed, anxiety, suicidal, they're taking mushrooms and they feel better. They feel like they can be in their body.
Is it in a liquid form or is it just
powder in a capsule?
Yeah, there
you open it up and put it in with their food.
Okay, yeah.
Most animals like the mushrooms because it tastes like dirt. They're grown in the dirt, so they taste like dirt.
Well, unless you're these two, I have to hide it and stuff.
Yeah, but just even opening it up?
Yeah, I do. But
you need fairy dust. Grind up the...
Well, I make the liver loaf, so I put it in.
There you go. Yeah.
And,
good,
so
good moms and dads.
So that explains why they're maybe doing as well as they're doing.
Mushrooms.
Because they do get that.
Yeah, mushrooms.
He gets half of one a day, and she gets a whole one.
Uh-huh. So a person's dose is one capsule twice a day. If you have a person with a suicidal depression, anxiety issue, you might do more than that. And it's food, so it's completely safe. You're not going to overdose on anything because mushrooms are food. So you could do two capsules twice a day, or you could do two capsules three times a day. You find what's going to do the trick for you and solve your issue. Anxiety for cats and dogs, mushrooms, yeah.
Good.
Absolutely. There's your solution. Not Prozac, not something from the vet that'll dope them up. You don't need that. You need mushrooms. When the side benefit is stronger immune system, not attracting the fleas. Right?
Yeah.
So the combination, I've mentioned so far, Cell Defender, which pulls out poison. Like spider bite poison, like heavy metals from
so
the environment.
So she'd been doing that on it maybe wouldn't have affected him that with get.
She was doing it. She was, but not every half hour. I mean, maybe twice a day, a few drops on her finger. That's what he was getting. And it might have saved his life to get just that.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't enough to overcome the situation.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't think of animals getting bit by spiders.
Well, and with Ginger, she had been taking drops haphazardly every day. You know, did she get her drops today? I think it's the reason why she survived surgery at age 12. Mm. When they opened her up to take out her spleen, they looked around. Oh, there was nothing on her liver. There was nothing anywhere else. It was just the spleen.
How long did she live after her
18 months.
Diagnosis?
18 months. They told us 16 to 60 days. But we were in good shape. And I knew we were in good shape. Because when my husband marked it on the calendar, 16 to 60 days, we passed that, we passed that, we passed that. And then we went to back to Dove Lewis and showed her off. They didn't care. They didn't care. So those two products alone... Those two products alone made the difference for Star's cat. They make the difference for most animals as prevention. We're talking prevention here. I can't say medical claims about cure. I can't even say it about prevention. But if you can reduce stress, toxins, and poor nutrition, if you can change that up, then you're probably in better shape. Yeah? So what other concerns? I think I addressed the anxiety issue, maybe a little bit of the flea issue. How about infections and wounds? Also flea bites and so forth. So I have an emergency kit that I bring with me on walks. My phone slips very nicely into here. I got this at Ross or TJ Maxx somewhere. My phone goes here. And in here, there. So in here I have Cell Defender, which is going to pull out the poison. I carry this with me because of a story my daughter told me during the pandemic. She was out hiking in the woods with her dog, and she and her friend came across a man holding his little dog who was in anaphylactic shock. From a bee sting. Anaphylactic shock, all the vets were closed, finally got the dog to an emergency, but it was too late. My daughter, in tears, said to me, "Mom, what can we do?" I said, "Let's make an emergency kit." If she had had this with her on hand, and she carries it with her all the time now, she could have squirted that in the dog's mouth
saved
its life. You know, might have taken a few squirts, like every 5 minutes maybe, and finding the stinger and putting it on there too, but that would have probably done it. So that's in the emergency kit. I have an empty shampoo bottle that I filled with nano silver gel for a cut, a wound, an itch, you know, a flea bite, a brush against something poisonous. You would use Cell Defender, and then you would use a nano silver gel. And what else
do
I have?
Do that orally or put it on the wound?
I put it on the wound, but if I didn't have the nano silver in a bottle, which I should have in my purse, but it's sitting on my kitchen table because I was giving it to my dog. I also have this. It's a plus relief gel for pain. So if there's an injury, and it's got dust on here from treats, of course, because that's a treat pouch. Plus relief is an... it's a homeopathic Asian cobra venom, and it's going to take away inflammation and pain. If you need that in an emergency, you know, if something happened and you need a quick fix for inflammation, absolutely.
Can I try it on my leg right now?
Yes. Yeah, certainly.
I injured it last week. And
okay, I opened it for you. Just squirt it into your hand there and get a bunch out. It's pretty thick.
There you go.
Yep. Anybody else have anything they want to put it on? Pain, tight. Okay. It'll probably take a few minutes, but it doesn't take very long. So I have that in here. And I have the Plus Relief Oral Spray. Now, I use this all the time, every day. That's why I can run agility with my dog, even with a torn meniscus. Because I don't have any pain. And if in an emergency I needed to give something to my dog, I would in a heartbeat give her this, even if it has xylitol in it, there's not enough in the whole bottle to hurt even a tiny dog. It's just, you know, minuscule amount. But in an emergency, you want to have it. You want to have something for pain, if there's a bite, if there's something that is causing discomfort, yeah, you need to have it. So that's my emergency kit. I also have a few samples I can give you. Hang on. So I have Nano Silver Gel and Plus Relief Gel samples. You have those, right? There's some for you.
Why don't we have her share her testimonies?
Oh, yes. Please, please. So Patricia shared a testimony with me this morning. Would you like to share now?
That was on my dermatology report.
Yeah, your dermatology report. Yeah.
The biggest thing I find as I share with people is that it's taken a year.
Thank you.
Yeah. So most of these things, it takes time for it to work. So I had started taking the balance. It came, the plus balance from Vini. Last year, I think it just became available in April, so I got it in April. And when I went to the dermatologist, I always get things fried off or carved off of me because I'm ruddy skinned and it's precancerous, or I've been anyway. But when I went to the dermatologist the other day, he sent me home without anything. I didn't get fried or anything, so it's made a difference. Also, I've been using the Nano Silver on my skin. And I haven't been staying out of the sun. I think I only learned that a couple of months ago. So I've been using it for my skin.
Yeah, so if there's a rash, if there's an allergic reaction, if there's something that is popping up, or even on your skin,
or
if you have, yes, Nano Silver is completely safe to apply topically and to take internally.
Yeah. So.
I unscrew the cap of our liquid and take a swig before I go work out in the pool. Why? Because I don't want anybody else's stuff affecting me. I don't want an infection from going to the pool.
So yeah. It's kind of like, it's like a barrier.
It
barrier
is. And
you
the
know?
gel is like a hand sanitizer.
Yeah,
you can
put it on
it's
my
good
skin.
For 6 hours. As a hand sanitizer, it'll kill
and
anything.
It says it lasts for a couple of days too, so I only do it when I shower. So I just put it all over, and I don't have any. I usually get it on my hands. They tell you stay out of the sun, but you know that, or use sunscreen. But all of those are toxic, and you know I'm not staying. I'm not covering anymore. And
no, me neither.
So I really appreciated having that report because. I've had some pretty painful surgeries from the having skin cancer.
And nothing in 1 year.
It's
been a year.
He sent me home the other day, so without doing anything to me. And that's been the first time. And as I've gotten older now, I'm 80 now, so and now it's become more and more prominent. So anyway, but I just put that Nano Silver on me. On my face, my neck, every place where I get stuff.
But you're also taking the Cell Defender every day.
I do, I need to, I do at least once a day.
What that is, it's lava, right? It's,
so when a volcano erupts, and it's from the creation of the earth, and even today, whenever a volcano erupts and lava and ash mixes with seawater, it makes a crystal. I mean, how good are crystals, right? We love our crystals. So this crystal has a negative charge, and it's full of holes. It's like a crystal sponge. And the moment it forms in the seawater, it begins soaking up all the toxins that came out of the core of the earth, all the heavy metals that came out of the core. It is Earth's detoxifier. Without this mineral on this planet, Earth would not be habitable. We wouldn't be able to be on this planet. But because God gave us this crystal with a negative charge, soaking up all the heavy metals that come from the core, we can be here. Mm-hmm. Now, Rick, our biochemist, has figured out, well, how can people use this? And so he started in his kitchen working on this. He worked with some scientists from the Czech Republic. And they were doing experiments with this in petri dishes, showing that bad cells growing out of control in a petri dish exposed to this stuff would kill them in 72 hours. That got his attention. So he started creating the process that takes more than 3 days, more than 30 steps to clean the crystal, get all the poison out of the crystal, and make it smaller than red blood cells so that when you take these drops, it's going to go right into your blood and clean your blood. And that's what this does every time it goes through. It's not used by the body, and that's why we have to keep giving it often. So I advise people when I talk to them, well, what's your situation? You know, are you in trouble? If you're in trouble, like with Star's cat, you're going to be giving drops every 15 minutes or every 30 minutes. Yeah. If not in trouble, maybe a couple times a day. Maybe that's good enough. And we were talking earlier about fleas. Well, fleas only like an animal that is suffering already in a bad situation with their immune system. A poor immune system is going to invite the fleas. Yeah. Do you really need a repellent? Well, okay, well, get a little drop of lavender on your hand and go like this, and then rub it into your fur of your animal. That could be enough as an extra barrier. Essential oils are great for that. But start on the inside. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording. I figure.
So I have a question about the silver.
Yes, yes.
Is that the same as colloidal silver?
No, it's not. Colloidal silver is ionic, and it doesn't leave the body. So colloidal silver, if you need it in an emergency and you buy a good quality something, it's still colloidal. If you drink enough of it, it'll never leave your body, and you could end up with that bluish gray skin.
Oh.
Yeah. But this silver is not ionic. It's spherical atomic silver surrounded by a tetrahedron of oxygen. And so it will go into the body. It'll stick around for a couple days, but eventually it won't be there anymore. It gets flushed out. So that's the difference between colloidal and our nano silver. It's safe. That's the big word here. It's safe. You can use it topically. You can take it internally. You could drink a whole bottle. It wouldn't hurt you, but it could get you out of trouble. Whether you're dealing with, you know, a viral thing, or you're going to get on a plane. Take a swig of that before you get on the plane. Maybe put some sprays up your nose because it is a barrier. It is a barrier to anything that you could come and put it on your hands. Make that a barrier. Because what do we do with our hands? Touch your face, your eyes. Yep, you do that. Great question.
Joyce and I are going to the Mediterranean.